It's the eve of the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, when Laura Mitchell, Dan Stotts, and their two boys, Ian and Travis, are walking along Fowler Beach. They're counting the horseshoe crabs on a 1,000-meter stretch of restored sand.
Two males, one female.
They walk 20 meters. Then, they lay a white square called a quadrat down on the sand. They record how many horseshoe crabs are in or near the perimeter. Then, they repeat until they hit 1,000 meters.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 males. 17 males, 2 females.
2 females, 17 males. Thank you, Ian.
Tonight, Laura and Dan counted 131 crabs as part of their sample. That number will help scientists estimate whole populations and track changes in the species' numbers over time. Laura Mitchell says here at Fowler Beach, that data is more than just numbers on a ledger.
This is something that's important for Delaware Bay, it's important for the estuary, it's important for the shorebirds, and we want to show that, you know, we've had a drastic increase in the populations.
Dan Stotts says if they're lucky enough, they'll see some shorebirds like red knots that feed on horseshoe crab eggs. They see a small oyster catcher dart across the sand.
Oyster catcher.
And dozens of gulls. Laura and Dan both work for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The federal agency received $38 million in funding to restore 4,000 acres of the refuge to withstand storm damage.
This was not here a year ago. None of this was here. You know, this is material that came from an offshore dredge area that they calculated very carefully and had enough material to basically recreate this beach. So we're walking on something that was under Delaware Bay a year ago.
Restoration crews finished repairing the back barrier of the beach in the dune in 2015, infusing the new beach with 1.4 million cubic yards of coarse sand. The tidal channels were finished in June 2016. Al Rizzo led the restoration project for U.S. Fish and Wildlife. He says research from the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control pointed to horseshoe crabs spawning better on coarse grains. Before the restoration, the refuge had fine sand, which is more erodible, as seen in when Hurricane Sandy and subsequent storms hit.
When the beach was gone and actually blown out, actually created flood shoals. So we didn't have a contiguous beach anymore. We had little remnants of the beach. The crabs would get sucked into the impoundments in the incoming tide and get trapped.
Rizzo says after that damage was done, they weren't seeing the number of horseshoe crabs they historically had seen. Now, with Fowler Beach restored, plenty of horseshoe crabs are spawning, and there are plenty of eggs. That increases the possibility that red knots will show up here. The shorebird has been considered threatened under the Endangered Species Act.
We hope to see red knots, but you know, ruddy turnstones, sanderlings, other shorebird utilize the eggs. But one ancillary benefit that we're starting to see is now that we have piping plovers that are threatened on the federal and threatened list, that the gulls are actually feeding on the horseshoe crabs that get stranded. So it kind of lures them away from the actual predation of the chicks.
So the returning horseshoe crabs have a key role to play, a role Travis and Ian Stotts described on the drive home from the spawning survey.
Partly, the horseshoe crabs are part of the ecosystem, and without part of the ecosystem, it all collapses. And also, the horseshoe crabs have been around here for a long time, 300 million years, and if they weren't here, then more problems than you would expect would probably show up.
It's like a domino effect. One creature goes out, the creatures that depend upon it go out.
And with a restored Fowler Beach in place, it appears that the ecosystem can again count on the creature that outlived the dinosaurs to do its part. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.